Welcome back to the second hour of Gesundheit with Jacobus. Here again is your host, Jacobus Hollowey.
I appreciate you all tuning in today. Thank you very much. It is a beautiful day out after some thunder and lightning over the last week. In the last week, we appreciate the beautiful weather. They say it's going to be close to 80 degrees today. So that's wonderful on this July 6th. Good morning, caller. Thanks for joining the show today. You're on the air. What's your name? How can we help you?
Good morning, Jacobus. It's Linda Oyama.
Hey, Linda.
And I want to thank you for the freedom on this 4th of July weekend that you are bringing to the people.
Oh.
Because you are teaching about the natural alternatives, and we have a choice. It does set the people free to make their own decisions and to do some wonderful things for themselves without the knowledge that you are bringing to the people, Jacobus. We would be in a terrible, sad place.
Hmm.
And I'm speaking a lot for myself because of what has happened in my life and learning about the natural, wonderful alternatives that we do have has been such a tremendous blessing in my life that I've been able to pass it on to others. But it's the information that you give out with such a beautiful heart to bless the people. And I want to thank you for that. And I do have two suggestions.
Yeah.
You mentioned exercise earlier.
Yeah.
I'm listening to your program.
You don't just call. Huh?
And for the elderly, which I'm getting in that area, we really have enjoyed getting this item. It's called a cellar sizer, and it comes with a handle. It's like a rebounder. It's a mini trampoline.
Yeah.
This one, of course, is what you would call a professional model. But it's so wonderful because as we age, we lose our balance.
Yeah.
And with the cellar sizer, it has that wonderful handle that you can hang on and you bounce gently. I'm losing my, well, somewhat anyway, not entirely, my knees and my hips are wearing out. I've done a lot of walking in Montana.
Yes, true.
And so the cellar sizer is a gentle way of keeping the motion for the elderly and a safe way.
Yes.
And also then for the eyes that you talked about, the carrot juice is so wonderful for the health of the eyes.
Yes.
I myself had cataract surgery, and I have been dealing with those big black spots. Until I started doing the carrot juice, you know, it was kind of scary. I kind of thought, oh, boy, now what's happened? I've done something to my eyes that I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But anyway, the carrot juice has been a tremendous blessing and a great recovery for my eyes. And of course, you can add celery and onion and garlic and even apple to that, you know.
Yes, you can.
It doesn't
beets.
Have to be just plain carrot, but the carrot is so wonderful for the eyes.
You know, that's a great point. And I would tell people, in addition to that, Linda, it's best to drink it fresh within a half hour after you squeeze it, because you are still losing some of the enzymes. So you can buy it sometimes in the store. Well, that's a nice flavor, but it is not the same as actually drinking fresh carrot juice.
Yeah, and that is the truth of it, you know. And there again, see, you're expressing to the people the truth, which is what sets us free. And I just can't thank you enough for that. So you be blessed on this 4th of July weekend. Thank you, Linda.
Appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's very sweet. Very sweet. Thank you. Yeah, carrot juice. The only thing, like Linda is saying, add maybe some celery or parsley or beets, a little bit of apple to it. Just make it tasty for yourself. But carrot juice, yes, is very good. A lot of people also who have been fighting cancers enjoy drinking freshly squeezed juices. Now, keep in mind, that you may need 10 carrots or 8 carrots to fill a glass of carrot juice, which is easier to drink than when you would eat 8 or 10 carrots. So some people say, well, eat them, because then you get the fibers, you still get the carotenoids. Keep in mind also that carrots have a higher glycemic index. So if you enjoy the carrot juice, make sure that at other times during the day, you're not going to indulge in too many sweets, because that could affect your pH balance. And as Bert Golding has explained to us on the show over the years, it is very important that we try to get our pH, our saliva pH, between 7.1 and 7.4, so that we can offset possible carcinogens, offset certain disorders in the body, diseases in the body. It all makes sense. So yes, carrot juice is a great way to go. And thank you so much, Linda, for your message. You and I have known each other for such a long time. You were on the show, I think, back in 2000 or 2001. And that was a great connection already. I know of people who have come to you throughout the years, and you have helped them. And, you know, so you have also given your service in helping people. And that is what is great, the community. The important thing is that we understand that doctors make mistakes. Lay people make mistakes. I'm not a doctor, and I cannot diagnose, treat, or cure. And I don't say this as part of the radio show, which I have to say, and I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, that we're not here to diagnose, treat, or cure. But it is in... Sometimes people, when they talk to me, they are telling me the story. They're telling me what's going on. I feel very humbled when I feel a certain inspiration, when I pick up something in people's stories that they may not have heard themselves say. I may hear them say something in a certain tone, in a certain quiver, in a certain way, where I realize this is actually a bottleneck in the conversation, a bottleneck in their life. Something happened. And I usually try to bring that back to the focus, to see if they can elaborate on it. And sometimes you find out that that certain event or a series of events that are all similar, they all go as a chain reaction, have been a possible trigger to the ailment they are dealing with today, and they may have been dealing with for 6 years or 7 years or 10 years, that something happened right before that they weren't able to process. So I hope you understand how I'm explaining this. It is just that when we are dealing with ailments or shortcomings in our health, there is usually a cause for that. The toughest thing for us is to understand what the cause is. This goes for anybody. There is nobody, in my opinion, that is exempt to this, to realize what may be the cause, and in order to rectify that, give up on certain habits. We're all creatures of habits. And that means that in order to change, we cannot keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And I tell people the same thing with the dietary supplements. I do not encourage people to buy dietary supplements, even though I sell them in the store. You know, you can come in and buy them anytime. But don't buy dietary supplements to fix your problem. You can accelerate the healing of the issue, but the issue itself usually takes more effort. I talked to somebody the other day who came in for a product for anxiety, deep anxiety, and was taking medication. In my opinion, nobody has anxiety without a specific cause. Something has triggered it. I don't care if it happened when you were an infant. Something triggered it. And it's been a memory with you all this time. So when you really want to attack anxiety, it is good to work with a professional who can help you with anxieties and I would say in this case, probably a counselor, who can hear you say things in a way that help to uncover the possible cause of this debilitating anxiety, to face it and to use certain therapies such as eye movement, desensitization and refocusing, EMDR, or emotional freedom technique, EFT, or diet, or supplementation to start the healing process and to overcome it, to clear the blockage. You keep hitting emotionally, like we talked earlier about in a show about Bessel van der Kolk and the body keeps the score. You keep hitting the same obstacle. You just don't seem to be able to get over it. So emotionally, we are frustrated with something in our life, in the past of our life, 5 years ago, 50 years ago, that somehow emotionally we're constantly drawn back to. Every time something comes up, we're right away pulled back to that emotion. Simple thing. Not simple, painful. People with PTSD, for example, the soldiers, 4th of July, for most of them, even though they understand the value of the 4th of July, they have a hard time with the fireworks and the celebrations, and they're very alert and awake and scared when they are being exposed to explosions or helicopters or things that remind them of that very painful period. So the fact that somebody has PTSD is because emotionally they're stuck at the time when they were contributing or participating in an event that left such a deep scar on them that even though the world keeps spinning and you got to go with it, you have no time to process and grieve. Once you're able to do that, to cry about that emotion, to let it out and move on, that is when the healing will really start. You can eat healthy, you can take dietary supplements, you can do exercises, but if you don't deal with that emotional scar that constantly is opened up every time you scratch it, you will not find a full fulfillment of your life's experiences. Very important to realize that sometimes we are the result of something that happened a long time ago. I be honest with you, why my eyes are bad, I don't know. I cannot trace anything back. I do know there is something genetic. My mom and one of my sisters never had glasses. Actually, no, one of them now has glasses. The other two have bad eyes. Two of my sisters have had retinal detachments. They've had surgeries for that. Pretty intense stuff. Luckily, I haven't had that. But my vision isn't great, and I need to wear contact lenses. And they're warning you about contact lenses too. Luckily, I have been able to not have too many problems with that. But that's an interesting one. Now, before we continue, the question from Glennis was about astigmatism. And astigmatism is, let me tell you what it says over here on, what is this? Who is this? The Ophthalmology Association. And they say it is astigmatism, starts with an A, is an imperfection in the curvature of your eye's cornea or lens. Normally, the cornea and the lens are smooth and curved equally in all directions. This helps to focus light rays sharply into the retina at the back of your eye. If your cornea or lens isn't smooth and evenly curved, light rays are not refracted, which is bent properly. Doctors call this a refractive error. When your cornea has an irregular shape, which in my case is the case, you have corneal astigmatism, when the shape of your lens is distorted. So one optometrist told me that the shape of my, I think he said the cornea, was like a four shape. It had four sides to it. So it should be round. Mine had four sides to it. And the sides were not equal either. So he said, I don't even know how you can read. It's interesting when I do these tests. If you ever been to a doctor, and they do this test where they show you these lines that go, they keep moving the lenses. So you see the two vertical lines line up with each other, or two horizontal lines, they move them. So you have to say when they look equal or even to you. He always had to smile. He said, it's unbelievable. When I do it with you, by the time I say it is even, he said, they're so distorted now. He said, it makes absolutely no sense that in your case it is even. And so I guess I've never been really an even keel kind of guy. But anyway, interesting, that is the shape of my eye. And maybe that explains why I wear contact lenses and I'm pretty blind without them. So in any case, maybe coffee doesn't do good for it, but I do enjoy another sip. Hold on. Maybe it's the butter and the MCT oil I put in it. Anyway, when your cornea has an irregular shape, you have corneal astigmatism. When the shape of your lens is distorted, you have lenticular astigmatism. In either case, your vision for both near and far objects is blurry or distorted. It's almost like looking into a funhouse mirror in which you can appear too tall, too short, too wide, or too thin. Then adults with significant astigmatism may realize their vision is not as good as it should be. Children with astigmatism symptoms may not be aware they have this condition. They are unlikely to complain about blurred or distorted vision, which is totally true. So it is good that when you have little children, you keep an eye on their eyes and what they can identify. Sometimes there is an airplane flying in the air and you see them look and they can't see it. You point it, but they can't see it. It's maybe a good idea to at some point take them to an eye doctor. So the astigmatism is caused by an irregular curvature of the eyes, cornea or lens. If your cornea or lens isn't evenly curved, light rays are not refracted properly. So you can get astigmatism, blurred vision. So blurry vision or areas of distorted vision. You can have eye strain. You can get headaches. I don't really have eye strain or headaches. Squinting to try to see clearly, or you have eye discomfort. I don't know if I squint to see clearly. I usually squint when I'm thinking. No, I don't know. So that is it. I cannot tell you at this point, Glennis, what kind of treatment would be ideal. I can tell you that as far as medical doctors is concerned, they say you can correct mild to moderate astigmatism with eyeglasses or contact lenses. Glasses or contacts correct astigmatism by compensating for uneven curves in your cornea and lens. Rigid contacts or hard contact lenses used to be the only contact lens for astigmatism. This is no longer true. I have soft lenses. Soft lenses called toric, T-O-R-I-C, T-O-R-I-C, contact lenses can correct astigmatism. These lenses may be appropriate for some people. If you have severe astigmatism, rigid contacts or glasses may be a better option. So that is it. At this point, what to do for that specifically, I couldn't tell you, Glennis, but I know that we can. There is definitely something that can be done. Part of it would be the correct nutrients for the eye. Maybe the correct nutrients for the eye, maybe doing certain exercises to strengthen the muscles around the eye to help take some of that pressure off certain areas would be very good. And we can get into that as the show develops. So, folks, we were talking over here about the eyes can actually reflect on some of the organs. So we're coming up to a break, but let me see if I can get a few things in. Diabetes often leads to hemorrhages in the retina and the vitreous humor. The vitreous humor was the fluid that is the gelatinous fluid towards the middle and back of the eye. The aqueous fluid is the one at the front of the eye. So diabetes often leads to hemorrhages in the retina and the vitreous humor, eventually producing blindness. Early cataracts also may be related to diabetes. High blood pressure produces a gradual thickening of the blood vessels inside the eyes that can result in visual impairment and even blindness. Other factors linked to declining eyesight include too much sun exposure, poor nutrition, exposure to tobacco smoke or other pollutants, and dehydration. So this is an interesting concept we got to keep in mind. But anyway, we're going to continue with that after the break. Stay tuned. I appreciate you tuning in. I'll be right back.
This is Gesundheit with Jacobus. Health Talk Radio.